Welcome to a new session of Discovering God. Let's begin by catching up on how we are doing. Based on what has happened with you since last time we met, what is something you are thankful for? What has stressed you out this week? And what do you need for things to be better? What are the needs of the people in your community? And how can we help each other meet the needs we've expressed? What was the story last time we met? What did we learn about God and people? In our last meeting, you decided to apply what you learned. What did you do? And how did it go? Who did you share something with from the last story? How did they respond? We identified several needs last time we met and planned to meet those needs. How did it go? Now, let's listen to a new story from God.
From the book of Acts.
As soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said. When they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, saying, why were the nations so angry? Why did they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepared for battle, the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. In fact, this has happened here in this very city. For Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate the governor, the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, your holy servant whom you anointed. But everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness.
Now, let's have someone retell this passage in their own words, as though they were telling a friend who has never heard it. Let's help them if they leave anything out or add anything by mistake. If that happens, we can ask, where do you find that in the story? What does this story teach us about God, his character, and what he does? What do we learn about people, including ourselves, from this story? What do we learn from this story about being the church? How will you apply God's truth from this story in your life this week? What is a specific action or thing you will do? Who will you share truth from this story with before we meet again? Do you know others who would also like to discover God's word in this app like we are? As our meeting comes to a close, let's decide when we'll meet again and who will facilitate the next meeting. This has been a good time together. We encourage you to make note of what you said you will do and to re-listen to the story in the days before we meet again. The facilitator can share the story text or audio if anyone doesn't have it. As we go, let's ask the Lord to help us.